the intelligence of the Iranian people is absolutely, how should I say this, underestimated, because when the Shah of Iran was sending the best and brightest scientists in the world that they had, they were trained in everything from Los Alamos to any of the nuclear weapons facilities, and they have engineers, they have very smart people. What is the West turning out right now? Well, we're turning out pink-haired, tattooed, pierced sandbox warriors. We're out of missiles, we're out of time, we're out of ammo, but all we have is, I would say this, the ability to make threats, and we're gonna have the world call our bluff.
Welcome to today's interview. I'm Mike Adams here at brightvideos.com, and we've got Steve Quayle joining us today. It's been too long since I've spoken with Steve. We've got him on the show today, and we're recording here on April 7th, 2026. This is the day that Trump, earlier this morning, posted that he was going to end an entire civilization, referring to Persia, possibly with a nuclear weapon, although he didn't say so directly. And so Steve and I are here to talk about what comes next and whether we're going to be alive, you know, 5 weeks from now or whatever, depending on if this thing goes thermonuclear on a global scale. So dire times. Welcome, Steve Quayle. I can't think of a better person to have on the show today to talk about this, because, Steve, you know, you and I, we've done so many interviews. We've warned about this. You, in particular, have warned about these kinds of scenarios for actual decades, and here we are. So how would you like to start off our conversation today?
Well, first of all, there is no bluffing, Mike, right now. This is real. This is as real as it gets. We've watched the United States backtrack, actually go back on every treaty we've ever signed, every date that we've ever given for agreements to come into place. But this is now to the point where people forget, and I think this is critical, that Iran is a world empire. It may not be in the 21st century, but it was for over 1,000 years. And what I think the irony is that Israel wants to destroy Persia, and it was a Persian king that allowed Cyrus, allowed the people to go back and build their city walls. So I find it interesting, and I think it's critical that people understand that we're seeing someone who is double-minded, who is reversing himself, who says, I didn't mean what I said I mean when I said I meant it. There's a mouthful. But what we're watching, in my opinion, is the beginning trigger point for a nuclear strike upon the United States. Now, why do I say that? North Korea, in the last 2 hours, at least that's when I saw it, basically said, we are going to go to war with both Israel and the United States. Did you see that?
No, I've been in the studio, Steve. I did not see that. Yeah, but I noted previously that North Korea promised to provide nuclear weapons to Iran. But, you know, you said it before on my show. Iran already has probably the capability to put together nuclear weapons. They've just so far withheld doing so.
Well, I don't buy that, Mike. And here's the reason why. Almost 20 years ago, Iran detonated a nuclear weapon in one part of their country. It was picked up as a nuclear weapon. By the way, there's a difference between a P wave and an S wave, between a nuclear weapon and an earthquake, okay?
Well, hold on a second. Just let me be clear. When you said you don't buy that, but you do believe that Iran has nuclear weapons.
Sure. What I don't buy, thank you, and I don't mean to be unclear. Iran has had nuclear capability for over 20 years. Uh-huh. And 20 years ago, you could buy anything you wanted from Pakistan, which is ironic right now. Dr. Khan, if you wanted nuclear weapons complete, a warhead, you could buy them, especially if you're a Muslim or an Arab nation, if you promised to use them against the West. So I followed that. I basically had a lot of flack from the powers that be, but I knew for a fact from people that had quit the intelligence agencies, that had basically been sworn to secrecy right before they died. And here it is, Mike, the amount of centrifuges, the intelligence of the Iranian people is absolutely, how should I say this, underestimated, because when the Shah of Iran was sending the best and brightest scientists in the world that they had, They were trained in everything from Los Alamos to any of the nuclear weapons facilities, and they have engineers. They have very smart people. What is the West turning out right now? Well, we're turning out pink-haired, tattooed, pierced sandbox warriors, and we have a generation in the West, in my opinion, including Western Europe, that does not realize, and I was going to say realize or relate to the technological advances, the amount of scientists, real scientists that Iran has been building for this day for 20 years. So they have nuclear weapons, they have deliverable weapons. And I just talked to one of my sources. He said they have, here's the number, 15,000 missiles left, LEFT left, and 45,000 drones in their arsenal. We're out of missiles, we're out of time, we're out of ammo, but all we have is, I would say this, the ability to make threats, and we're going to have the world call our bluff.
So then, Steve, who uses nuclear weapons first? Is it Israel, the United States, or Iran?
I believe it's going to be Israel because they're out of weapons. They can no longer extort, my opinion, anymore. You can't get Patriot missiles. You can't get the missiles that cannot be manufactured because of the stupid, in my opinion, tariffs, which were terrible. We cut the United States military out of all of its raw materials. We cut it, and this is a big slap in the face of people that want to go to war. It's like, Mike, it's the West is going to war against nuclear-powered nations that are 20 years in advance, especially in hypersonic missiles and in drones and in every form of, I would say, this advanced weaponry. And we're not prepared. We don't have a wartime economy. And so the United States was the one that drew first blood in the threats, like Lady Graham and other dumbass Republicans and some Democrats say, we're throwing out the threat. We're going to use our nuclear weapons. Well, now our bluff is being called. So to answer your question specifically, I believe it will be Israel. And just in the last 14 hours, literally 14 hours, the word neutron bombs have been brought to the forefront. Neutron weapons are the ultimate weapon. I knew the developer of the neutron weapons. We developed a great friendship, Sam Cohen. And for the record, neutron bombs kill living organic matter by extreme neutron bombardment, but they don't damage buildings. They don't blow up. They don't have the heat wave and all of the different overpressure effects that a normal atomic weapon does. So, Mike, the point is that that term now has just come into the public domain or public field of understanding in the last, how should I say this, 14 hours. And I warned about this 20 years ago. I interviewed Sam Cohen. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, former George Bush the First gave the neutron weapon to the Chinese for opening up China opened up its commercial sector to the U.S. How do I know that? Because a man who was present, Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, was present when that happened. And Mike, he told me, Steve, I never wept so hard in my life. So I'm pretty close to this situation from knowing the man firsthand. And I just want people to understand this. Mike, you and I have been warning, 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 warning. We sound like the twin lost in space robots, okay? But I think that's just
Danger Will Robinson.
Yeah, Danger Will Robinson, but danger whole world. And I think that we're watching right now when all threats are now focused on the Middle East, and we're watching the oil sector, the Persian Gulf, be destroyed by, I would say, the most ill-conceived war. That's ever been devised. And by the way, without congressional approval, Iran never did. And contemporary time, they didn't give us a bunch of crap. But here's the point. Conquest is an appetite that can never be satisfied. And so the West is going to lose big, and the West is in big trouble. When you hear that potassium iodide or potassium iodate is being handed out, that's in order that people can block their thyroids with a form of iodine so it doesn't absorb radioactive iodine. What is it, iodine 137 or
one, what? 131 for iodine.
131, but 137 cesium.
Right.
So there's no, and I thank you for correcting me, because I want people to recognize There's so little time left where the word normal, you spoke at one of my last conferences, the Gen 6 conference in Branson, and you heard me say the word normal will never be used again. These are not normal times. Anybody that thinks we're going back to good old days, lying. We're watching the destruction of the United States. And I'm going over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're watching the complete disintegration of a country. And listen, the world sees the United States as pirates. The world sees the United States
as pariahs. Well, we are. I mean, we're pillaging pirates.
And I got to tell you something. I think it would be more honest to fly the Jolly Roger pirate flag over demonic central D.C. because that's what we're acting like. You just don't blow the hell out of innocent people. You just don't kill innocent women and children and Gaza and think you're doing God a favor. And I want everyone to recognize something. You guys, these people have no concern for life. You, Mike Adams, me, Steve, I have spent my 40 years, 35 years on talk radio and blah, blah, blah. And before that, a newsletter writer warning that these days would come. It's not about being right. It's about doing everything we can to save the maximum amount of life. And the people that voted for trust the plan, that accepted the full manure of the Q Anonymous, from the day that came out, I said it wasn't anything other than a multi-spy agency undertaking to see how much BS the American public would buy. And I stand now, I guess you'd say, justified in that. But Mike, I don't know if you lost friends. I lost friends. I lost customers because I didn't trust the plan. And I'm telling everybody, the plan is your destruction. The United States now has crumbling infrastructure. We're undergoing the greatest drought that we've ever known. It's going to exceed anything of the Oklahoma Dust Bowl days. And now we're in a situation we can't get out of.
Steve, I want to ask you about the escalation of this, but first I want to remind our audience about your website, stevequayle.com, where people can find your news, your Renaissance Precious Metals, as well as news headlines here. And then on top of that, this show today is sponsored by the Satellite Phone Store at sat123.com, because you're going to need backup communications. When the escalation gets even worse, you're going to need backup power. They've got solar generators. They've got EMP protection bags, which are called dark bags, and so much more at sat123.com. Now, Steve, excuse me, Steve, I've heard that China has promised and Russia has also promised both to nuke Israel if Israel initiates nuclear weapons against Iran. Have you heard both of those? And if so, do you think that they're serious about that?
They're very serious. And I would say fait accompli. The feat is accomplished. There's so many. A friend of mine who's really well placed, been in the Defense Department world most of his life, said, Steve, there are more Chinese, Russian, and even U.S. subs in that area of the Persian Gulf than there are in the entire South Pacific. And that's saying something. I think a half a dozen Russian subs, four, two boomers. A boomer is a nuclear sub, and then the fast attack subs. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the start of World War III can be beneath the waves. And because of the long duration of nuclear submarines stations, in other words, they don't even check in for so many months, depending on where they've been assigned to. No one will know it on the surface, but the fight will be won underwater and in the air. The in the air meaning upper atmosphere. And if most people would remember, over Moscow, there was a giant meteor crash. That was a meteor crash. That was a geostationary spy satellite that the Russians took out. And by the way, they have Russia. Listen, you and I talked about weapons, advanced weapons, and we don't have what the Russians have. We don't have hypersonic missiles. By the way, the origin of not having hypersonic missiles goes back to Obama. And he absolutely did everything he could, and this is from Defense Department people, to make sure we didn't have them. A hypersonic missile might change everything. And in Trump terms, is $1 billion more than $40 billion? Is $40 billion more than $1 billion? Because I really don't believe that the intelligence agencies, question mark, are explaining what's at stake. We cannot win against hypersonic missiles. We cannot win against 100 megaton nuclear powered drones, which is called the Poseidon, obviously for its relationship.
The underwater drones in that case.
Underwater drones, yeah. And 100 megatons. And the United States doesn't have anything over 5 MT, a 5 megaton weapon. There's not one underground, deep underground military dumbass base. Okay, I just add the dumbass. because it's, there never were, how should I say this, designed with the idea that there would be larger nuclear weapons than even 5 megaton. So when you're talking about multiple independently targeted reentry vehicle warheads that can carry 25 megaton warheads, or you're talking about 50 mil, and for the record, 50 megaton, Russia demonstrated that with the Tsar Bomba, T-S-A-R, like the Russian Tsar Bomba. And so what's the level of sophistication, atomic weapons, and even neutron weapons, and now even the newest high explosives that are equivalent in overpressure and blast capabilities. There are non-nuclear weapons now, especially you and I have also.
Oreshnik.
Yeah, and I don't think people understand. And remember the last time we were talking about hypersonic missiles that don't even use standard warheads, but they're going to be able to use shockwave weapons, and they're going to be able to use accelerated, like, steel or tungsten or depleted uranium. They can use weapons that, ladies and gentlemen, leave no signature but destroy incredibly well. And this is what we're up against. And look, I think that and this is what really frosts my cake. How's that for a nicer way of saying it? By the way, I'm a horrible baker. I couldn't bake a cake. But the bottom line is that you cannot, under any circumstance, believe that aircraft carriers have any place in the modern battlefield. We've seen that in the Houthis attacking the different aircraft carriers. And Mike, you know, they say, and this is what really pisses me off, I'm sorry, maybe there's a nicer way to say that in baking terms, but the point being is we are watching literally a decade, no, 50-year-old technology being superseded by 25,000, 50,000, $100,000 drones. And, you know, compare how many of those you can make to a multi-billion dollar aircraft carrier. That the Navy of the past is defeated simply because they do not have the ability to react or respond to the newest weapon systems that are hypersonic. And there are underwater torpedoes. For instance, a Russian torpedo goes 10 times the speed of a Mark 48 torpedo. Well, you do the math on that, and it's pretty astonishing. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, what you're describing, the weapons dominance of Russia, for example, their submarine technology that you're talking about, it's well established. We've seen that in the war with Ukraine. Iran's ballistic missile dominance is well established because the Iron Dome can't stop them. The U.S. military can't stop them. And I don't believe the USS Gerald R. Ford just had a bathroom fire. I think it got hit, right? Or a laundry room fire, whatever. I think the Abraham Lincoln got hit. I think over a dozen aircraft have been shot down by Iran. And we're just being lied to constantly every day. But my question to you, Steve, is what does the escalation ladder actually look like here? What are the steps? I mean, in a few hours from when we are recording this, Trump has promised to end the Persian civilization. What do you suppose he's actually going to do? And what happens next?
Well, first of all, I think Iran has finally figured out that no deadline that's put forth by the West or by the Trump administration has any value other than deception. And I've read all of the different statements from Iran. And look, Iranians understand that. I believe even now, Mike, all their missiles are coming out, their intercontinental ballistic missiles are coming out, and they will preempt the deadline. So here's what I'm saying. What they and the West and under Trump's administration believe that they have the lead, they don't have the lead. There is no operational security in any way, shape, or form. And I believe, based on my sources, that over 1,400 servicemen are dead. It's so, and that's not counting the wounded. I think the wounded are up to 2,200. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you put a lock on the truth, you can only come with one return with one basically glaring fact that they want to cover up the losses. They, the American government, and I hate it, Mike. Here's what I hate more than anything on earth is the lackadaisical approach to humans being murdered, especially in Gaza, by those who basically are getting ready, by the way, to assassinate. Israel's got 10,000 Palestinians, men, women, children, that they plan to execute. And this, what I'm saying is, when life has no value, it has no value to people that would call the loss of those school children in Iran collateral damage. I hate that word. I hate the mindset of that. And this is not a just war. And this is absolutely preposterous. Now, I love my country. I'm not a bleeding heart liberal. Furthest thing from that in the world. But when insanity is so before the eyes of the world, I believe that we're watching, and I believe this is prophetic too, that America, because it's turned its back on God, turned its back on everything that's good. And I mean, when people came here, they had the F-R-E-E-D-O-M word, freedom, in mind. And now we've gone from freedom to the biggest controlled, electronic prison matrix that's ever been seen on the planet. And I think it's categorically repulsive that people, and I've got to watch my tongue, it's repulsive that life means so little to those who have claimed that they were, and murdered men, women, children, Jews by Nazis. And I'm on record. I wrote a book, and this is, it's not a book pitch, but Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. And it is true, the Nazi spirit of genocide is still on the board. And to refer to your statement about President Trump, he's calling them animals, when his, by the way, his favorite word is now turned into the F word, Yeah. And so, when anybody calls somebody less than animals, I gave you a formula, and please, I think it's important, everybody understands it. I as in India, V as in victory, D as in Delta, IVND, India, Victor, November, Delta, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. I want everyone to think about that, because in this stage, we have watched the vilification. Look, Iran was one of the world's biggest empires, and the hypocrisy, like I referred to, but nullifying. And what are we seeing now? All truth is nullified. There is no truth in them. No truth.
It's just like Netanyahu calling Palestinians Amalek, right? So Trump is doing the same thing. Trump is basically borrowing everything from the IDF and Netanyahu and the Zionist Satanists, and then using that against Iran. But Steve, I want to know, because of your vast history of analysis, I want to know what you think, what's your best guess of what Trump is actually going to initiate a few hours from now? But keep in mind, by the time people watch this video, that will have already happened. But what do you suppose is going to be, and then what will responses be? Does this become an escalation ladder, and what does that look like?
Well, number one, it goes from step one on the ladder, Mike, to step 10, and 10 is the top. It has always been the Samson option of Israel to use their nuclear weapons. The thing that changed, like I told you, is the neutron bombs. And neutron weapons can be strategically pre-placed in areas in a country to be detonated at a later date. We've watched, if you will, the rhetoric increase. But here's what I think. I think that Iran's going to preempt There are four, what is it? How many more hours? 5 or 6 hours left
It's n
before.
no, it's just a few. It's just like 3 hours
Okay.
or four
I'm
hours.
sorry, I'm in a different time zone. I'm probably, I wish I wasn't on this planet. But the bottom line is that it's going to change drastically from what people think and what they've been told. How you as a scientist, you can't base your findings on inaccurate readings, or let's say this qualitative analysis that somebody has intentionally fouled. And I don't believe that drawing that metaphor into what we're talking about, you cannot expect people to know the truth when they're fed a consistent plate of vomit, regurgitated, massaged, the psi what is the psi psychological operation. So specifically, I believe Iran is going to act. They've already said they're going to hit the oil fields, and what most there's no cause and effect in most Western thinking processes, because when the liquid natural gas and all the petroleum and everything that Taiwan and South Korea rely on for fuel to produce the most sophisticated semiconductors in the world. Where is NVIDIA? Where are all these places going to get their, or companies going to get their power
So,
from?
you think
Go ahead.
Iran is going to make good on its counter threat to
Yes.
completely obliterate the energy infrastructure of Qatar and
Yes,
Kuwait and the
number
UAE?
one. And number two,
But let me just, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
oh
if
no,
that
you're number.
happens, and I think that's already starting to happen,
Yes.
because the Al Jubail industrial city is on fire and many other facilities are on fire. Part of Qatar Energy is already destroyed. But if that happens, Steve, and I know you know this, I'm just saying this for the audience's sake. If that happens, then the world will go through at least, at minimum, one decade of Mad Max.
Yes,
I
sir.
mean, because it's going to take a decade to rebuild. And during that time, nations will fall, billions will die, populations will revolt. And I'm not saying Mad Max everywhere. The U.S. domestically will be better off than, let's say, South Korea or India, for that matter, right? But the U.S. is also probably going to collapse sooner or later from the second and third order effects of all this. So I just want to insert that. And then you were going to add the next step. Like that's just the beginning. What's
Well, that's just the
next?
beginning. The beginning is that, or excuse me, the next step is that you're going to see a financial collapse in the United States. Everybody's talking about that. I've been a gold and silver precious metals dealer for 40 years. And the point that I want everyone to recognize is everything you've known as business as usual will be no business as usual. We're watching the commoditization of natural resources. Russia, kudos. They said to the rest of the world, look, you all have something to give. And here's how you're going to, we're in the BRICS nations going to set up this platform, trading platform. So I think, Mike, we are maybe a week away from collapse, because as soon as the people that have invested more money in the stock market, in artificial intelligence, and all of the related buildings and all the hardware and the software and everything, they're going to figure out that it takes power to run. And I'm sure that Elon Musk already has his portable nuclear reactors, which he has talked about in the past, sitting on board. And what I think is critical, that even germ warfare and bioweapons are going to be used. Now, I want everyone to recognize this. You watched hundreds of millions of people die internationally, and my sources in China say you can pretty much count on 100 million people in China having died. A man named Shen Ping, this is a real name, Chen Ping, Ping, made the statement with our bioweapon. He's a big time CCP member, Chinese Communist Party. With our bioweapon, we destroyed the United States. Well, we've never been the same, have we, since COVID-19 and all of the haberdashery, wearing the different hats that Fauci, and where's Fauci right now, ladies and gentlemen? He made Joseph Mengele, in my opinion, look like Little League. And this is something interesting, Mike. Most people don't know he's the highest paid government official with the greatest security protection of anybody in the world. That should tell you a lot. So I think we're going to see in the coming days, not weeks, months, or years, we're going to see so much threat upon the economy. And the United States has no backup food supplies. The weather warfare, the weather modification is killing the American farmers, killing the American ranchers, and it's killing them by you don't have water, you don't have grass, you can't feed your animals. And if you don't have water, for instance, Corpus Christi, wasn't it? Texas, where a giant lake reservoir just disappeared overnight. Well, that's happening.
And also, if you have cesium-137 fallout,
yes,
then, you know, depending on where the wind patterns are, you know, if you get fallout on your food crops, then you can't eat them, and nor can cattle, etc. But Steve, we're going to do this interview in two parts. So okay, we're wrapping up part one right here. Let me just give your website again. SteveQuayle.com is where you can find out more, learn more from Steve, and follow his work there. In addition,
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention, in addition, this is sponsored by the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, where, you know, if you have one of their phones, you can call. You can place and receive phone calls from anywhere on planet Earth as long as you can see the sky. What were you going to say there, Steve? I'm sorry.
Well, and again, I want people to know cell phones have become an appendage of most people's lives. Not all, but you've got to recognize at some point this will be your worst enemy. And what and the sat phone store, and I got one. I don't know if you wear yours and got it, but they made a hoodie and it's got
This is critical.
Yeah, and this is critical, you guys. The escape zone, just go sat123.com, but it has built-in pockets that are Faraday bags, and I'll hold this up so people can see it, and they have, you know, this is my hoodie.
Yep, so you can put your phone in a Faraday pocket.
Yep, and basically, you can't be tracked, whacked, and stacked. Also, most men don't realize it, but they should not be carrying cell phones in their front pockets or the other pockets. I'm sorry, the hoodie has other pockets that are EMF proof. So they have two different types of pockets. And so this is probably one of the most well thought out items, and they sell out of these in days. When Mike and I talk about these, or Mike or I talk about them, because they're a necessity. Everybody needs a hoodie. And Mike, you'll appreciate this. I still laugh when I think of your statement. Your statement being, if you ever find any magazines loaded, you failed. There's plenty of extra pockets too, a couple extra pockets to put extra magazines in. So people that understand that will recognize it.
Let me mention, that's all available, I think, at darkbags.com also, if people want to go there. Let me see if I can bring that up. Yeah, darkbags.com. Here's the hoodie right here.
Yep.
And plus the different bags and things they have that are Faraday. And that's going to be important because what we're going to talk about in part two, Steve, is the coming intended robotic replacement of humans and how this war in the Middle East actually is controlled famine to feed right into that. So let me just tell our audience, part two is coming. You can find it at brightvideos.com. And we're going to wrap up this for part one. So stand by, Steve. We will continue in part two. You can visit Steve's website at stevequayle.com. And yeah, we're looking at really the end of the world as we know it. This is no longer just hyperbole or theoretical. It's literally happening right in front of us. We're watching it happen. So be sure to tune in to part two again at brightvideos.com. Let me just bring up that website so you can see it. Here it is, brightvideos.com. That's where you can find all the interviews and videos in one place. So stay tuned for part two, and thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. it's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.